Podtacular Update, episode 27 for the week of November 13th, 2005.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
Well, hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo 2 podcast. I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm Spellcheck, and we have today with us...
JVB!
Sweet action. Woohoo!
Dude, awesome to have JB being the show. Thanks for showing up, man.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
We love having guests. It's fun.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, so we're here with Podtacular Update, and this is the show where we talk about the latest going on in the goings-on, whatever, in the Podtacular community. And just talk about some news and announcements, what's going on with Halo 2, and the latest on there, and also get into some web resources, so to be able to cover lots of stuff in that area. So let's get started.
All right.
Yeah, let's please do.
Let's do it.
First of all, we got some announcements to make. You know, the new playlists, you know, there's a whole new wave of them coming in, stuff going out. Big team battle. You are the weakest link. Goodbye. End with 6-on-6 and unranked 8-on-8, so Bungie calls, you know, 6-on-6 the sweet spot. That's, like,
yeah.
Perfect.
What do you guys think about that, man?
I think it's a good idea.
I think it's pretty good.
Nobody was playing big team anymore. It was too laggy. So 6-on-6, definitely a good idea.
Yeah, for real. I used to totally enjoy big team, too, until, you know, I started getting into lag and cheat issues and all kinds of junk going on, because they're always objective games most of the time. So, you know, it became people trying to cheat to get the objective and whatever else. So hopefully the 6-on-6 will at least solve the lag issue and issues with, you know, a couple of people quitting and whatever else. So
yeah, also, you know, more continuity as far as trying to win a game with 8 people is a little tough unless you got a full party.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes it's tough to get a full party of 8 people.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, no more big turd battle.
Oh,
for real.
Totally gonna miss that. Oh, and what will I do? Oh, no.
No.
Well, I don't know if they're changing the name of like, for instance, if they're still going to call it Big Team Battle for the 6-on-6, or if... I don't know, maybe they'll talk about that in a future update, but for now it seems like they're just basically saying that they're changing the game types and no explanation of the names, but whatever, we'll see. I'm sure we'll know when that comes out.
Yeah, at least they're keeping the game fresh, mm-hmm. even after a full year. You know, they're still trying to make the game as fresh as possible, which is a good idea.
Totally. And it's cool that, you know, like a lot of game developers would just say, hey, let's focus on our next game, which, you know, they have a next game that they're working on as we speak. And yet they're still coming out with content for this because they know there's such a fan base. It's way cool.
Exactly.
I'm excited already.
Rainbow Six.
Ooh, boy. You can hear it in the tone of my voice.
Splee Cheeks is excited.
Yeah, sweet cheeks.
Ooh.
Don't go hitting your mic now.
So, wait, so yo, JVB, so somebody called your name like something different in a matchmaking game too, right?
Yeah, JV8.
JV8,
man. Does H look like the letter B?
That's crazy.
It always had to be like a 10-year-old kid. JV8.
Some like level 7 7-year-old was like, Splee Cheeks, and I'm like, shut up.
Dude, I get FOMO Jiv all the time, man. I mean, it would be one thing if I got it now and then, it'd be like, that's, you know, it was a mistake, but I get it all the time. It's like, how is FOO turn into foe? That's what I want to know.
At least it's not FOMO Jizz or something like that.
Exactly. That could be bad.
Well, you might start hearing that now, but
yeah,
I'm sorry.
Oh, great.
One.
Thanks, dude. Oh, man, I'm screwed. So we got some other stuff coming up, right?
Oh, as always, yep. The next Halo 2 tournament is coming December 10th. be free for all. So no teams. No teams. Not going to happen. No teams. Best Spartan will win. Or may they win. Or may the best Spartan win. Or maybe the worst Spartan with the best cheating skills win.
Exactly.
But someone's going to win.
No cheating.
Maybe they'll be a covenant. I don't know. May the best person win. Or maybe robot.
And the,
someone's going to win. It's going to be fun. Form. Sign up in the forums. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to be tough.
Robots,
I think I'm going to stay out of that
covenant.
One.
It'll be intense. I know it will be. They always are.
Yeah, you got to watch out for Salmonator.
Oh, yeah, dude. Salmonator is good.
The Salmonator.
He can snipe.
Yeah, he'll. The winner will receive my patented cream corn sandwich.
Hey, congratulations. But the winner is pumped about that.
I think that should be for the losing team, is all I'm going to say.
Yeah, really?
If you lose. I was watching Martha Stewart's Apprentice the other day. The winning team got to go plant trees with urban kids. And I'm like, that's the winning prize? That's good. I was just like, that ain't cool. While the other losing team got to stay in their nice little apartments with TVs. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I hear you, brother.
So, JV8, what do we got next?
JV8. I don't know, man. What do you think? How long do you think Halo 2 is going to be playable on the 360? You think people are still going to play it as much?
I think it just depends on if there's going to be a game that really takes over in popularity before Halo 3 comes out. So
yeah,
and if there is a game,
because right now
hopefully
I mean,
it'll be something cool. Because sadly, you know, Elder Scrolls, not Elder Scrolls, Oblivion, pushed back. Mm-hmm. I was like,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, that kind of.
Actually, yeah, it was a little more whiny and high pitched, but it did happen like that.
Well, it looks like also the Pod Tiger All-Stars are looking for challengers. So if you guys are in a clan and you want more exposure and you want to, you know, have a battle with a good team, then challenge the All-Stars, man. Pod Tiger All-Stars. And email us at podtacular@gmail.com for more
crazy.
Info on that.
They're
we'll
crazy.
Get it set up.
They're crazy.
Woo! They're crazy, crazy!
Oh, I hit the mic again.
Oh man!
That spell check pwned his mic last time, man. This is hilarious.
Oh boy!
That mic never had a fighting chance.
I'm pretty tough. Thanks to Jude Blaine for removing any duplicate tips this week. He's been doing some quick grammar check, spell check on our pre-show notes. It helps a lot.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Oh, boy. Last tip show. Ran into some kids who don't know how to write.
Oh man.
Boy.
Fortunately.
Also, thanks to Expanded Flame for sending in fan art for our album covers.
Oh, yeah. Yes. If you haven't seen those, go over to podsacular.com. Right in the front page. Got one here. The one up right now is from Render Revisit. That's not his gamer tag anymore because it expired, but he did a really cool one. Pretty cool. It's on the front page. You can click on it and see a little larger. It's nice. Nice. So, if you want to send those in, you can send those over to podart@gmail.com.
So, also on the clans, PodTiger clans are recruiting for people to listen to the PodTiger show. They actually do play clan matches and can participate in PodTiger tournaments. So if you want to invite to a PodTiger clan, follow the link on PodTiger.com on the right side. Post your gamer tag to get an invite. And no cheaters, D-rankers, racists, or people below level 15 in either Big Team Battle or Team Skirmish.
Well, not really a Big Team Battle anymore, just something good.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Basically, you know, clan matches consist of objective games.
We'll be in.
So you have to be at least somewhere in there. But post in there, And we will get you an invite.
We'll be in touch.
For real.
Yeah. Oh, hey, guys, we're running out of time as far as Gamertag Radio. If you're going to vote for us, do so soon. We got until Tuesday. You might be listening to it on Tuesday, and you got to hurry up. We are just barely beating Major Nelson right now, if even beating him at all anymore.
Yeah, I think it's
actually
neck
we're
right
losing.
Now.
We are losing to Major Nelson. Okay, we are down one vote.
Wow!
Come on, guys. We know you can do it. We know there's a million of you guys out there, and you all could just vote for us like you would not believe. So come on, guys. Come on. Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
So what's next here?
Yeah. Also, Bungie said this week that 360 will in fact be able to display Halo 2, glorious high def for co-op, split screen, and single player games.
Yeah. Hmm.
And that's gonna be like 720p.
Which is pretty nice. I was like, sweet action.
Cool to see those screenshots too, to be able to compare them.
I can't find that screenshot. I saw it somewhere.
It's on Bungie.net, dude.
It's on there now.
Yeah, they have some new. They have some
okay,
new ones.
Okay, because I was looking for them. I found some on IGN like way long ago.
We're talking. Yeah, this is it just came out pretty recently.
And
on the 1 year anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Weekly what? Weekly what's up? Weekly what's update?
Pretty sure.
I had to remember it in parts. And have you guys seen the list of the games coming out?
Yeah.
Yeah, 214 games.
I got
compatible
a
games
here.
Where's
Jet Set Radio Future?
Oh man, I love that game.
I don't know if I saw Sega GT Online's not on there.
Well, you could try it. Maybe it'll just work.
No.
It's kind of like pretty much dumb to say like there's so many games on there. There's like Tony Hawk Underground 2X, Tony Hawk Underground 3. Come on, guys. Please.
Yeah, there's some.
Is it that much of a stretch? Ask for like a few more. They're including games that are just old. Need for Speed Underground 1 isn't even on there.
Yeah, like Brute Force.
Brute Force is it one? They're including all these crappy games, but like all these good old games aren't even on there. I'm not even sure.
I'm just happy that Kabuki Wars.
Panzer Dragoon Orta isn't even one of them. And that game was a really big deal.
Yeah, I didn't see that one in there either.
Mm.
But I'm just assuming that's, the list will eventually get bigger.
Yeah, see, I mean, maybe you can still play those. They just, maybe small portions of them, like, render wrong or something like that. Or, I don't know, maybe they haven't exactly gone through every single game. Who knows?
I don't know.
Maybe they're just saying, these games we've tried and will definitely work.
I've also been told that, like, what's it called? That the hard drive, there's a program on the hard drive that allows you to play the games. So I'm also a little bit shaky on that, so.
Yeah, it's an emulator and stuff, but, this is the Halo 2 show.
Yeah.
So.
And Halo 2 works?
Yeah.
So. Awesome. I just had to say that.
Exactly.
I was a little depressed.
Well, cheer up.
Yeah, I whoops. Yeah, I have I kept my Halo 2 just for the 360.
Sweet.
Oh, thought pretty good, I guess. Maybe I'm just being pouty and sad.
Yeah.
Need to
well, let's move on to a little bit of web resources here,
resources.
And just cover a couple things.
All right. Ooh. Jet Pilot says, very cool Halo 1 chicken site, www.warthog-jump.com.
Yeah.
Warthog-jump.
I don't know, have
jump,
any guys
never
checked that out yet? I haven't checked it out.
I haven't checked that one out either. I have to check to check it out. Oh.
Yeah, isn't that more towards...
Yeah, I think so. It's like launching warthogs over the, over the archways and things like that. I don't know. For people that are into that.
Pretty cool site. Cool. I'm out there right now. They have lots of videos. Pretty cool. They have how-tos and how to do the Wardog jump from Halo 1, how to record the videos when you do Halo, like, from Halo 1. It's pretty cool. It's a really nice site. It's really well designed. So
awesome. Well, I had a couple other ones that I put on here that would be figured would be cool to mention. One of them is for old people like me over age 25. There is too old to play, and the twos are actually number two. So number two old, number two play.com, which is a really awesome site. They actually have a podcast as well, which is called Too Old to Type, that you can look up in.
Yeah.
In,
I listen to that sometimes.
It's pretty cool. And they got a pretty neat community going on there with tournaments and all kinds of cool stuff. So that's a pretty cool site to check out. They have some pretty sweet videos on Halo 2 strategy as well.
Sweet.
So. Geezer Gamers is another good one. Geezergamers.com. They have some cool forums and lots of neat stuff to check out for old people like me. So old.
Yeah, I'm 33, so.
Also, you know, check the weekly What's Update on Bungie.net, check HBO, Halo.Bungie.org, you know, and hey, if you're not a big fan of Delicious, you know, DEL.ICIO.US is Delicious. Search for on the tag, search for Halo. You can grab a lot of cool fan stuff like the Codex, Halo Babies, you know, fake Halo 3 scripts, you know, cool stuff like that.
Yeah, there's some neat stuff on there.
Oh, and one final piece of news. If you did not pre-order the 360, Best Buys and Walmarts are going to have 360s available on sale November 22nd at midnight. So if you did not pre-order one, you still have a chance. So good luck and may the 360 be with you.
Yeah, and I also read that they're going to do a numbers system.
Yeah,
so make sure you get these numbers.
Get there
at Walmart.
Get there at line at like 4:30. Like as soon as you get out of work or out of school, go get in line. You're gonna be there all night. So bring some food or something because.
Get a tent, cook some hot dogs.
Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, and wait. No, don't tell them. Don't tell anyone. Tell your parents. That's all you have to tell.
Yeah. make sure you take your Gizmondo with you.
Exactly.
Wink, wink.
Yeah, man.
Oh boy, we got two more shows coming this
play
week.
Play some real life live action role playing version of Halo. Get out there and get some fake guns and
have a little convention with you there. Huh?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
On the
one way
type.
To do it.
All right.
Now just don't use the rocket launcher.
What are we doing now? General tips?
That's the next show, so
okay.
We will see you guys in a few days with that show. Yeah.
Yeah. Coming up with Map of the Week Headlong, we're going to talk about lots of great general tips as well, along with a lot of great stuff about Headlong and strategies to deal with objective games, Slayer games, all kinds of great stuff. So be sure to tune in for that.
Yeah. I'm already excited.
Make sure you do it.
Woo! Me too. Maria.
So until then, I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm Spellcheck, and
I'm JVB.
And we'll see you guys next time. Keep on trucking.
Keep on fragging.
Yay. Goody goody gumdrops.
Time for your Podtacular TV update. This is Decidus.
And this is Freak in a Box.
We are here to announce the opening of the Podtacular TV clan. This clan is exclusively for those who help us record Podtacular TV.
Also, we're looking for some people to start helping us with recording. If you're interested, email us at info@podtacularTV.com. That's info@podtacularTV.com.
There's only one thing left to say.